Scientific update on the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, doing exactly what I was born to do, and that is bring you this daily empowerment message on the law of attraction, personal empowerment, and taking your life to the next level. If you believe that you can, you're right. And if you believe you can't, you're also right. What you choose to believe about your life is absolutely true. There's no doubt about it. And you need to understand that. You have the power to create an incredible life for yourself, for your family, for those you love. And I believe that you have the power to change the world. I mean that. Maybe in some small way. Maybe you influence one or two people and they change the world in a big way. But you were still the key because you changed. And that's how it works. You know, science is showing this more and more that we are not only interconnected, but intraconnected. We form a matrix of energy and thought and vibration between human beings. And so even more so with the internet today, is it important to take control of your thoughts, of your mind, of your beliefs, of your feelings. It's absolutely essential because you're helping others to attract the life they desire, but you're also being affected by them as well. Anyway, this is important stuff. This is important to know because it shows the depth that modern science is now catching up with the ancient mystics and the ancient teachings taught by the ancient Egyptians, the Kabbalists, and even the medieval alchemists. So, modern brain imaging is very, very interesting. We didn't have this many years ago. We have it now. And it has discovered a very interesting part of the human brain called mirror neurons. Now, it was first discovered in animals, or in monkeys, I should say, not in animals, but in monkeys. And we have these mirror neurons in human beings as well. They may even be more advanced than that of monkeys. What do these mirror neurons do? Mirror neurons mirror the behavior of someone that is being observed. In other words, you see somebody doing something and you start doing it as well, and you mirror them. Now, I want you to think about this just for a moment because this is so essential, especially when we get into success improvement techniques. These mirror neurons are perfect. They can see perfectly what is taking place, what muscles are being used, what energy is being expended. And it's very, very interesting to note that this is the basis of all modeling. Now, modeling is absolutely essential. Look at, you want to have a great marriage? Find somebody that has one and model after them. You want to have a great business? Find somebody that has built a great business and model after them. You want to be a great salesman? Find somebody that is making $1 million a year in sales and model after them. In other words, put your mirror neurons to use. One of the things you can do, I was talking with a client yesterday, and she is a concert violinist. And I said, listen to only the very best in your field. And your mirror neurons will begin to mirror what they do. It's the basis of modeling. And that's how you take your game, so to speak, take your life to the next level. But what's even more important is once you get to that level, you take it to the next level again, and people begin modeling you. It's amazing. We can all model each other. We have the availability to pay it forward, so to speak, just by our behavior, just by practicing optimistic, high vibrational behavior. Are you paying it forward? Our actions fire off the mirror neurons of others. In other words, people around us see how we carry our posture, see how we speak, see how we talk, see the expressions on our face, and they start to either feel better or worse. We were talking about an actor, the late Bernie Mac. And one of the things we both observe is that just looking at Bernie Mac, and he wasn't a bad-looking guy, but just looking at him made you kind of laugh, made you kind of feel good. Why? Because he had a smile that went from ear to ear. It was big, it was bold. And the second you saw him, you started to feel a little bit better. That's why he was so successful with his career. And, you know, what's really strange is when you have somebody that makes you automatically feel good, and then they cast him in a bad guy role. Oh, that just messes you up terribly because you're so used to feeling good around this person, and now all of a sudden they're a bad guy in the movie. It's very, very odd. It's very weird, but that's how mirror neurons work. Well, here's what's important. Think about this. I have a client who wrote me this morning, and she said, you know, he threatened to leave again. He was getting ready to leave me, and I broke down, and I started pounding my fists and crying and screaming and just breaking up and down. And I thought to myself, I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. I thought to myself, what kind of mirror neurons was she firing off in the person that she was trying to save the relationship with? Was she making that person feel exceptional? Was she making that person feel great? Was she making that person feel wonderful? No. She was making that person feel detached, wanting to get away from those negative emotions, wanting to run. You know, and so we fire off mirror neurons in other people. We have to be very careful of what we put out because we're all inter and intra-connected in this wonderful matrix, which is a part of the infinite field of potential. You feel good when you watch and listen to others do what you want to do. That's why people can't understand it. They say, well, why? What do they get out of just watching people play football? When people are watching people play football, they are playing themselves. They are firing off positive vibrations in their body. Their heart rate is going up. They're feeling good. They're feeling energetic. They're feeling exactly what the players on the field feel. And that's what makes it so exciting. So it's not that the player on the field is just entertaining them. The player on the field is playing at such a high level of energy that it's literally breaking through the television barrier and into that person's life sitting in the front room somewhere with a bag of potato chips and a pizza. We have the ability to make other people feel exceptional. And we have the ability to look for high achievers, people that are doing incredible things with their life, and mirror them, copy them, and get exactly out of the experience what they're getting. Maybe even more, because after a while you take it to a whole new level. Now, scientists have found, I found this very interesting, that looking at fearful faces or faces filled with fear and doubt and anxiety lights up the amygdala in the brain. And it puts us in a higher state of anxiety, in a higher state of fear, in a higher state of doubt. So, watching negative people in a state of fear lights up that portion in you. That's why during a horror flick, you know, during a scary movie, a thriller, you're feeling a sense of panic and fear, maybe not to the degree the character is, but you're feeling a sense of panic and fear at the same time that they're experiencing it. And even blind people, this is what's, this really shows vibration. If this doesn't show you vibration, nothing does. They found that even blind people, their amygdala lights up when they are exposed to faces of fear and doubt and panic. It's absolutely amazing. They don't even have to hear anything. They don't see it because they're blind. But they absorb it on a vibrational level. Do you see how important your thoughts are, that your thoughts are things, that they turn into feelings, that they turn into vibrations, and that's how you connect to the infinite field? A lot of times you connect to the infinite field of potential through other people. They become transmitters or retransmitters of your thoughts and feelings, and vice versa. That's why it is so important to clear yourself on a regular basis, to know exactly what you desire, to be absolutely certain of who you are, what you are, where you are. You know, and that takes some training. That takes some time to develop those skills. But once you have them, you have the ability to manifest just about anything you desire, because you can excite other people to your point of view. But you don't have to necessarily allow their fears and doubts to permeate your life. Now, similarly, this also happens with positive, uplifting emotions. As we talked about with my example of Bernie Mac, you know, when you're around somebody who is optimistic, positive, uplifting, you just start to feel better yourself. People say, well, Robert, how do I attract him back? How do I attract my... Well, you don't attract him back by being negative and depressed and angry and fearful and doubtful. That's not what people are attracted to. Science has shown, aside from mirroring, we tend to mirror not only the actions of another person, as we talked about, but we tend to oftentimes mirror their emotions. We feel better around happy people. Now, the law of attraction, the very principle, the very core of the law of attraction states we attract what we are, not what we want. You see how this works with other people? It also works with everything else. Likes go together. Through mirroring, we attract other people who like what we are, who want to be around us, feel our energy, and we want to do the same with them. We do not attract what we want. I want this. Then become it. Become what you desire. to attract what you desire. Now, I have to say this. I'm going to talk about the power of intention for a moment, but I want to pause just for a moment.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction.
Sunday, March 5th, and then Wednesday and Thursday of the next week, Rachel and I are putting on a free webinar. Now, we did this about 10 days ago, about a little over a week ago, maybe 10 days ago. And the problem was that a lot of you couldn't attend because of the time. We have scheduled a whole bunch of different times. So Sunday will have two different times, Wednesday will have two different times, and Thursday will have two different times. We've made certain that you can attend because it's that important. It's our way of paying it forward to you for supporting our website, supporting us on Facebook, supporting our podcast, and be a part of our tribe, our family. We're going to share the 10 levels of manifestation. We are going to share with you how to begin to manifest anything you desire in 10 days or less. We're going to share with you some of the ancient secrets of the law of attraction that we don't share in the podcast. But listen, if you attend, it's video, it's a webinar, we can use diagrams, and we do. We take questions, and we do, and it's fun and exciting, and you're around other people that are also manifestors. So we'd like you to sign up now because we're filling up. Go to Law of Attraction Solutions and simply go to upcoming events, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and go to upcoming events. This, I promise you, you will start to manifest in 10 days or less. This is a game changer for you. The information and the exercises that we're going to give you in this webinar are absolutely astonishing. I want you to join us, okay? Do that now. You can make it Sunday or the following Wednesday or Thursday, Sunday, March 5th, 2017, in case you're listening sometime in the future or into the next century. We don't know.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Anyway, we're talking about intentions, the power of intention. And we found, science found, that the same region of the brain that's involved in setting an intention is involved in action. In other words, inspiring you to action, getting you to move. So what they found is that when your intention is strong enough, your action automatically starts to take place and it starts to move in the direction of your intention. I think it was Tony Robbins who said, there's really no such thing as lazy people. There are people with weak goals. And that's what I'm saying. When your intention becomes so strong, so powerful, so burning in your life, then your actions follow suit almost automatically because it's in the same portion of the brain. It's absolutely amazing. Our intentions and our actions are connected together. So what I want you to do is consider what your intentions are, what they really are. Write them out as if they were in present tense. I am statements. I am, we are. Not as if you want something. Get that out of your beeping head. As if you already have it. And you'll find that your actions will start to move in the direction of your intentions automatically. In other words, you'll be directed automatically to the right actions to make. But if your intentions are weak And if you're living from a state of want, I want, well, guess what? Your actions won't be in the right direction. They'll go in the wrong direction. They won't be fast enough. They won't be clear enough. They won't be clean enough. You understand what I'm saying? Am I making sense to you? I hope I am. Okay? That's enough for today. Your intentions are important. Your vibrations are critical. Your thoughts are things. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Come join me on Facebook at Law of Attraction Solutions. We want you there. And visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. We have all kinds of good things for you there, including you can claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. Have a great day now. We love you. Get out there and mirror something. Mirror something positive, okay? We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Unlock within yourself the powerful secrets to living the life you desire at the Manifesting Beyond Belief Intensive. Join Robert and Rachel Zink May 19th, 20th, and 21st in magical Taos, New Mexico. Awaken miraculous manifestation powers within yourself. Experience dormant DNA activation through the three ancient alchemical attunements of sulfur, mercury, and salt, also known as body, mind, and spirit. As you experience these attunements from ancient alchemical mystery master Robert Zink, you will awaken latent powers such as manifesting dreams into reality, acquiring increased abundance, attracting your soulmate, developing a deeper spiritual connection to Source, improving health and vitality. This three-day intensive, conducted by miracle mentor and alchemy life coaches Robert and Rachel Zink, is held at the gorgeous El Monte Resort in Taos, New Mexico. Spaces are limited, so sign up now. For more information, visit www.manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That is manifestingbeyondbelief.com.